Welcome to Fate Family and the Force. I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Oliver.
Fate Family and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as Oliver is in the Air Force.
And on today's episode, we talk about accountability and some tips and tricks on how you can keep your significant other accountable. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey guys.
What's going on?
Okay, so I actually wanted to talk about something I saw on Instagram.
I did not see it on Instagram, so I'm just hearing it for the first time today.
Okay, and it's nothing, just someone I follow posted about this, and I'm not going to say who it is because she's genuinely like a pretty good follow. And what?
So it's a girl.
Okay, yeah. But I didn't totally disagree with the whole post. I just strongly disagree with a little part of the post.
Do you guys ever find yourself like, so I don't have a lot of social media. And Annabeth manages the Instagram account. I have a Facebook, but I have to get on my computer to use it. So I'm like
old school,
super old school, like kind of MySpace old school. But do you ever like when someone is telling something to you in a conversation, it's the only way I can relate to it. And that you're just sitting there like, oh yeah, everything you're saying is good. And you're just nodding your head. And then they say that one little thing. You're just like, pump the brakes, man. Like, what did you just say? Everything else was good except that one little thing. I think that's what Annabeth is getting at.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, I'm not going to direct quote the post or anything, but she was talking about husbands mainly, or the male in the relationship helping the female in the relationship with nutrition and working out. And the good part of the post was if the male, your boyfriend or husband, isn't a trained professional and doesn't really know or hasn't done a lot of research into nutrition and working out, exercising, then they might not be able to help you with what your body needs. And a lot of times it gets, when the male in the relationship is trying to help, they are like, oh, well, this works for me and my, you know, 226'2" body. Like, you should do this workout. You should do this weightlifting and, you know, drink protein powder and I don't know what guys do, like, but you know what I mean. Like, and that might not work for you that is 100 pounds and 5'2" or whatever, you know. And so you have to find what works for you. And a lot of times when girls are like, hey, can you help me like work out or can you help me eat better? They just are like, oh, well, this is what works for me. So this will work for you too. And that's not always the case because we have different body types. You're a male, I'm female, you're tall, I'm short, you know, whatever.
Ah, the old, this is what works for me, so why don't you try it? This is why I never give advice like about anything. Unless you like have a personal relationship with me and I know you're going to listen to my opinion or my advice. Like I just don't tell people anything anymore. I just sit there.
Listening is good.
Absolutely. I will say that Annabeth and I have experienced this in our marriage together of her being like, I want to work out with you. And me being like, well, you need to do this, 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 and this. Cause my name is Chad, Thad, and Brad. And like, we're going to eat some protein powder today and snort some like pre-workout. But we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I don't think just because you might not be doing the same workout or you might not want to eat like what eating healthy or the amount of food that your husband's eating might not be the amount that you should be eating or whatever, doesn't mean that y'all can't still work out together. You can't find a good meal plan that works for both of you. I think you just might have to compromise a little, do some research, talk to people that are professionals that do know a little bit better about what they're talking about. But you can definitely find, even if y'all don't work out together every single day, like maybe on Saturdays you can do, oh, we could go play tennis together. We could go on a run. We could, I don't know, you know.
So how did this go from accountability to wellness and fitness together? Pray tell.
Okay, well, that was just the main part of the post. But then she just said this one thing, you know, that I said bothered me. And it was that your partners shouldn't be your accountability coaches. And it's not healthy for your relationship to hold each other accountable. And I think the opposite. I think if you don't hold each other accountable, it's unhealthy for your relationship.
Okay. So what is an accountability partner to you, Annabeth?
I think when you have an accountability partner, if, say, you know, something specific. So if your accountability partner for working out, for example, then I think you have to be super honest with them. You shouldn't be lying about, yeah, I worked out today and you really didn't. And they have, you've given them the permission to call you out if you're not doing what you should be doing or what you told them was your goal.
Absolutely. So I think the big thing is, and I talk a lot about this with my bros, in our small group, we talk about like, how can we be each other's accountability partners and friends and things like that. And the biggest thing is telling them how I want to be and then expecting them to hold me to that standard. I'm giving the standard, I'm laying the gauntlet down, and then I expect them, as they should expect me, to uphold that standard and go on with it. And when I fail, they call me out on it. When I do good, they give me praise and joy on it. It's almost like a way to train each other. And a lot of times for guys, it's kind of like having like a little hype man there in the gym or whatever, you know. But I just think that's important to talk about. And like all that thing that you told me, like if you tell me as a spouse, like, hey, I want to be a more joyful mother and a more patient mother and hold me accountable to that. It's like, it's to me, accountability is the essence. Like there's some form of essence there that is in marriage. So it's pretty hard not to be married to each other and not be each other's accountability partners, at least in the way Annabeth and I run our marriage.
For sure. And I don't think maybe this was the definition of accountability wasn't clarified on the post. And maybe we, this girl and I have different, how we would define accountability partners would be different maybe. But I don't think if you have an accountability partner, I don't think that means they have to be working out with you or they have to be doing this meal plan with you. And so I think, you know, you and your spouse can be doing different things and they can still hold you accountable to whatever it is that you are doing if you ask them to.
Does that make sense? That totally makes sense. And so I think for this example, and hopefully you don't get spun around the axle too much on it, but it's really like tied with working out, right? The fitness and wellness aspect of life. And I will say that in times I've given Annabeth advice about working out or meal stuff. And like, she's like, oh, like, let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. Like in 9 times out of 10, whatever I say, like really doesn't like stick with her because it's one, it's not what she needs. Two, it's not what she wants to hear in the first place. Three, like she really just can't eat broccoli, chicken and rice. Although she can, she would love, those are her favorite foods, broccoli, beans and rice and stuff like that. So she could totally do the whole bodybuilding thing. But at the same time, like I wouldn't expect her to eat 5 or 6 meals a day like I would to try to lose weight and gain some muscle and things like that. So there's a lot of truth, right, with fitness and wellness and just holding each other accountable in those domains to like what works for me probably won't work for you, especially spouse to spouse, husband to wife, wife to husband, because there's so many variables out there that are just completely different. And I mean, you can start from the bare basics of I'm a man, she's a woman, I'm a little bit younger, she's a little bit older, I'm taller, she is shorter. You should see the face she gave me, guys, when I just said
we're that. Basically the same age. Like, we were born the same year, okay?
You were born in the beginning of the year. I was born in the middle of the year. So I'm younger. Anyways, but like, you can go on and on and on, right? And I think if you're looking for some good resources out there, like, and you're really serious about the health and fitness thing, and that's something you as a couple out there want to like go on this journey together, it's probably worth getting a nutritionist or seeking out like professional help. And I'm not talking about like counseling or anything, but like,
although that's good too.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that. But like, actually like a physical strength coach or whatever your goals are, like write them down. That's probably the other thing that like this girl got really upset about, and you as well reading this post, is that with accountability partners and just with anyone doing anything, you have to define the relationship. DTR, like what? Dating 101, like define the goals, define what is it that you're working for, you know? So,
yeah. So we might like eat different breakfast and lunch, but we're going to sit down and plan our dinner out, you know, so that both of us can eat. Or like, one way that you can keep me accountable when we go grocery shopping, be like, hey, do you need those cookies? Like, we can probably not get those. Okay. Or what actually Oliver and I do is he goes and works out, you know, usually before work or whatever. And I go take Jude and work out at the gym that I go to during the day. And then when Oliver gets home, he's like, hey, how was your workout today? What did you do? And I do the same thing with him. And so, yeah, we're not doing the same workout. We're not doing it together, but we still talk about it. He still asks if I went to the gym today. And that's just a simple way to hold me accountable like that. And then with other stuff like reading our Bible, praying, going to church, spiritual things, we definitely hold each other accountable. We don't always read our Bibles together. We don't always pray together, but we talk about that stuff. We see each other doing it. Or if we are struggling with something, it wouldn't be surprising for one of us to say, oh, have you prayed about it? Have you read your Bible recently? You know, have you talked to God about it? Have you, you know, things like that. And those are just ways that we hold each other accountable, and we don't, I don't know. I think we hold each other accountable almost in everything because we're married. And I don't think that's crazy to think that, like, and be that for each other.
Absolutely. All those things you just said are my favorite things too. So anyways, but I was thinking about that, and like, I love the fitness aspect of it because I played professional sports, Division I sports in college, and Annabeth played collegiate sports. And so we like totally understand like this whole wellness and fitness thing. And boy, have I let myself go at times, right? And like, you know, our bodies aren't the same as they were like 5 or 6 years ago. But guys, let me just be really frank. And like, if you've never had the thought, like, I wish my wife would get in the gym, like, she really doesn't look quite the same, like, as she did when we first met, or this had happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, and you want to take some steps to like motivate her, instead of just saying, hey babe, why don't you go to the gym? Hey babe, aren't you working out? Like, and like kind of being pushy about it. Like, you really got to work on how your delivery is with accountability. Really, the accountability aspect is there, right? Like, that's just a thing. You want that for each other. That should be like important in your marriage. However, what's on you, in my opinion, as a guy and as a girl too, if your husband's let himself go and he's like super self-conscious about that, like, it's the delivery on how you approach this stuff without making that person feel guilty or bad about themselves or whatever feeling, right? That you can like ease your way in there and be like, hey, like, you told me you wanted to get back in the gym and work out. Like, remember, like, I'm watching the kid today for an hour so you can go work out. Or we pay a little bit extra for the nice gym that has a daycare so you can go work out. And making that available and doing that very tactfully is super, super important. And I think that's going to pay dividends in your marriage, especially when you're holding each other accountable.
For sure. So what would you say is that, do you think there's anything within a marriage that you shouldn't be each other's, hold each other accountable about, or shouldn't be each other's accountability partner for? Or do you think, hey, we're married, that should be pretty much everything?
I would say I'm more of the latter, but I think it doesn't always start that way. You know, I think it takes years and it takes a lot of time, and more in some couples, it's going to take longer than others. You know, each is different, which is good. But I think the biggest thing is just being very plain and communicating what you about, like the things you want and desire that are characteristic traits or physical, all these attributes that make you you, and telling the person you love more than anything in this world, that, hey, this is how I want to be, and I want your help to make me be this way, and I want to help you be the way that you want to be, and just love each other more. And that doesn't happen overnight. And honestly, I feel like that's a lot of what long-term marriage is about, like doing that consistently and constantly. And for us, like, I've seen the difference in our marriage from day one to now, like, and I hope other people have too, like, grown in accountability and seeing that kind of thing as their marriage goes on.
Yeah, for sure. But I will say that doesn't mean that you don't need other accountability partners in your life as well. I think you need to have a good, you know, handful of people that you are honest with, that have that permission to call you out, that are going to help you in specific areas of your life. I don't think you need a person that is just knows your whole life and can keep you accountable for every single thing like your spouse can. But I do think you should have other people in your life that are holding you accountable for different things and aspects of your life.
Absolutely. And I think it goes back to kind of the point I wanted to make earlier about the different people that you allow into your life to hold you accountable are going to hold you accountable in a different delivery mechanism or a different tone of voice than your significant other or your brother or sister, like someone like, so having not too many, but like a good close-knit group of people who you have as accountability partners, who you can be open and honest with, are going to call you out in different ways to really pull on your heartstrings to help you get those attributes that you told them you wanted, you know, to hold you to that standard.
Yeah, for sure. And that can be anything from somebody that you do work out with, or, you know, guys from your church, like Oliver was saying, we have other couples in our small group and hold us accountable about going to church and reading our Bible and being like good husband and wife. And, I don't know, what else would you say
about like things that you can be held accountable for?
Well, yeah. Or like people that can be your accountability partner for different things.
I think it can be as simple as like someone, how you are at work. And it's just like even a work partner or a colleague at work, because you can ask someone to hold you accountable for any aspect of your life, right? So how you behave at work, if you have one of your colleagues at work who you're a little buddy-buddy with a little bit more than others, everyone has them, and you can be like, hey, like, I really want to get this promotion or act this way at work, and if I start getting out of line, you know, give me that hand signal or whatever you do to make sure that I'm perceived a certain way at work. Or I think in the Christian realm, accountability does just get bottled up into like, oh, remind me to read my Bible, like, I'll remind you. And like, oh, you're a guy's group, like, don't watch porn, don't do this, like, hold each other accountable. Like, if you're struggling with something, text each other. And it is that, but like, try not to like get bogged down by the simplicity of it. It really it is simple, but at the same time, it can be very heartfelt and like changing, life changing, because it's changed my life and I can testify to that. Yeah.
Also, I think in 2021, a great thing to have would be someone that you're friends with on Facebook or, you know, follows you on all your social media and that you give permission to for them to call you out if you share something or post something that probably wasn't good to share or post. And, you know, they can text you and be like, hey, that post didn't seem very loving or maybe you shouldn't have shared that. I think that's a great idea for our day and age now.
Wow. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Like a social media accountability friend, yeah. Someone who's going to like see all your stuff and then call you out on it. If it's like, hey, yeah, that sucks. Or that was kind of mean. Like, why'd you say that? Like, are you hurting? Do we need to talk? Like, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Maybe, never mind. Not going to go down a rabbit hole, but yeah.
Well, I think too, that'll make you think twice and make you really think before you share something or before you post something. But same thing when you have somebody that you're working out with and you're meeting at the gym at 6 a.m, when you know somebody else is going to be there, that makes you think twice about sleeping in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think not to get super military on it, but like a lot of people, you know, you read and hear about all these like Medal of Honor stories and cool war stories and things that happen in battle. And all these people are like, I did it because the guy next to me would have done the same thing, you know? And like this whole like brotherhood, this whole fellowship thing, and like this whole mentality of like, if I'm not doing it, then they got to do it, you know, type mentality. And I think that is a little bit of a grandiose thing of accountability, but yeah, I like the idea about like, I'm not going to let that person down because they wouldn't let me down. And so you kind of hold each other up.
For sure. So if you are wanting to do something, if say you decide, I don't know, you will stick with the whole working out thing. You want to run a 5K in May, or no, May's almost over, in August. And you ask your spouse to hold you accountable to that. What are some ways that they can do that without being rude, like you were saying earlier? What would you say?
So the first thing I would say, if you came up to me, because Annabeth has done this to me, or I've done this to her rather, and I would be like, cool, like you want to run a 5K or 10K in a couple months, let's do it. Like, how can I support you? Like, I'm going to put the ball back in her court and ask her a question. Because if all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I got this cool running plan for you and it's a 5 days a week, blah, blah, blah. Like, and you need to eat this, that, and this. And she may be like, I don't want to do all that. Like, I just kind of like want to run and eat bonbons and Dunkin'. That's cool. So that's the first thing I would do, is like open the dialogue and the conversation after receiving some input. And then I would look at that input and then say, okay, what can I do that's not going to be super pushy and just like kind of ease into helping the person I love achieve her goal and help her be accountable in these next couple months with running, for example. I'd say, you know what? We got it in the budget. Let's go get you some new shoes. Cause like, what's better than running in some fresh new kicks? Get her some new kicks, some socks, maybe some leggings or shorts. Yeah, it sounds expensive, but I promise, like, what if like this is the start of her like picking up running or working out like a lot more often and becomes a lifelong sport? And everyone knows like working out and being healthy, like you're going to live longer. And like, what if this adds an extra 2 years to her life? Like, it was worth it for me to hang out. That's super like deep and like way too far into this. But like, that's something like kind of how I think about it. I'm like, well, this is a cool opportunity. What if we go to this race and like she really enjoys it? And then that can be something we can bond over without me like forcing it and like, you know, all that. So that's kind of what I would do. Start with some conversation, and then I would look at some stuff I can do that's not super pushy and meet her inputs that she gave me in the conversation. And then I would be like, okay, like if you want to run, I'm going to run with you if you want me to. You know, I would, and then I would suggest like, hey, like I would suggest keeping time of yourself. Like, are you running for completion or are you running for a time? Like all these, like kind of understanding the questions without being super pushy on it. And honestly, like, there's going to be days when you fail, when you don't want to get up and go on a run, or it's raining outside and you need to run your miles anyways, and even in the rain, but it's no fun, so you don't do it. And it's not just like pushing on the good days, but it's also like comforting on the bad days too. That's a lot just to like run a 5K or 10K, but like, that's what I would do for my girl. That's what I would do for my marriage. You know, like, let's do it. Not just do it to do it, but to do it.
Yeah, that's good. That's super good. Yeah, I would say know what your partner needs, obviously, because when Oliver and I run together, if he is like, come on, do it, hurry up, don't slow down, then I get frustrated and I'm like, that's not helping me. But if he's super encouraging and like, you're doing so good, like, keep going, we're almost done, that is way more helpful to me. So like, know what your partner needs in the accountability, for sure. And just be encouraging. And then also, like, think of fun things, make it fun. If it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be running. Like, there's tons of other things to hold each other accountable about. But maybe if it's like, you know, I want to eat healthier. Okay, if you have a salad every day this week, or if you, you know, don't eat anything extra, no French fries, no fried food, or whatever the case is, or we don't eat out at all this week, then on Sunday after church, we can go get ice cream or something, you know, just like a little reward, and making it fun and achievable, and helping them realize like your goal is not unattainable. Like, you can do this.
You're going to eat salad all week just to ruin it with ice cream on Sunday. Shame. That's okay. No, she's right though. Like, being positive encouragement, Caleb, is like the way to do it. So, and I firmly believe that. And like, there is a time and place for some tough love and some, you know, more, some harsher words, if you will. But 99% of the time, it's not to your wife when you're trying to run or work out together. Like, I mean, unless just turn the music up or something, like get super, some super pump music going on.
Yeah. And one of the last things I will say is, again, you don't have to do the exact same thing. You don't have to do everything together to hold each other accountable. But if your partner is trying to better themselves spiritually, physically, mentally, whatever the case is, and they ask you to hold them accountable, it is a lot easier to be healthy if you yourself and your partner are both healthy. So if your partner, you know, wants to start working out, it's going to be a lot easier for him or her to work out and have that motivation. And it'll be a lot easier for you to hold them accountable if you are also working out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like, you're going to just be naturally more empathetic because you're going to have a little bit better of an insight of what they're going through. And I think that is super applicable on like the spiritual side. Like, Annabeth and I are both very blessed that we like went into our relationship as Christians. And so like, if you're listening to this and you're maybe the Christian in the relationship and your significant other or spouse isn't, like, that's tough, you know? And that's something that like, I hope and pray for everyone that like, that can go in the correct direction that it needs to and work on. But like, that's like a super tough accountability job right there in itself. So everybody wants to know, because we've gone through this whole podcast and you kind of like roasting this girl on the IG. Like, we need to hear the tea. Did you unfollow this person? Like, you said she was a good follow. Now is she bad? Like, you unfollow? How's this work on Instagram?
Okay. I did not unfollow her. She's pretty, like I said, she's a pretty good follow. I don't think you have to agree with every single thing that someone says for you to follow them. It's okay if I don't agree with her sometimes, and I still think she's a good follow, and I'm still going to follow her. That's fine, right?
Yeah, yeah. That phrase, like a good follow, that's, is that like a super Instagram thing? Like, what's going on with that?
I don't know.
You just started saying that? Like,
I've heard that before. I think it's a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I made it up. Who knows? So my last question is, when you are deployed, how can you still keep each other accountable?
That's tough. So for me, deployed, a lot of my accountability is with the people I'm deployed with. Just by nature, like, I'm with those people for a long time. They're going to know who I am. They're going to know a lot more about me more intimately. And so that's something, like, me as the person who's deployed, is I lean on those people specifically because I need the in-person, person-to-person accountability. Like, I can do the text message and the phone call every once in a while, or the FaceTime. Like, that's good, and that meets, you know, checks a box. However, like, I like the person-to-person. And also, like, I have to lean back on Annabeth because we're phone calling or FaceTiming. Like, communication isn't quite the same. And so that's something, like, the level of accountability doesn't necessarily change, but the intensity in a way does, if that makes sense. Like, you can hold me accountable, but it's really on my own. Like, it's kind of a less intense accountability.
Yeah, I think so. And I think doing things together when you're deployed is just good for your marriage anyway, but that's also a good way to hold each other accountable, knowing, hey, we're doing this Bible plan on the Bible app together. Hey, you didn't do it today. Did you forget? Did you not have time? You're going to do it tomorrow? You know, that sort of thing. And still just asking each other questions. It's, you know, just because Oliver's gone doesn't stop him from asking me, hey, did you go to the gym today? How was your workout? Or what are you eating for dinner? That sort of thing. Asking questions is, I think, a great way to get the conversation going, knowing what's going on in their life, and an easy way to make sure they're doing what they said they wanted to do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of accountability in your marriage is done just with the normal conversation, the normal questions that you probably ask each other every day. And that's good. That's, you know, having that in your routine is awesome.
And it's okay to ask your husband for help and ask him to hold you accountable for stuff. If you are struggling, and don't feel embarrassed. Like, if your husband makes you feel like you should be embarrassed, that's stupid and they need to work on that. But, you know, don't be insecure. Don't be embarrassed. Like, he loves you. And same thing, vice versa. Like, y'all are married, and just be honest and open and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, or I need help with this, or will you hold me accountable with this, because I want to be better.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. I think that's all for today.
All right, guys, we appreciate y'all listening.